Hello, everyone, and welcome to the podcast. I'm not drunk, I'm autistic. I'm Nara Birch. Apologies for any noises. I am outside in my car, and I live on a very loud street, as you might have heard just from me sitting in my house. So, hopefully, this won't be too bad for the tistics. Oh, boy. Hi, I've missed you guys. I haven't talked to you in a while. So first things first, what I'm about to talk about, I am not a doctor. I did not do things probably at all correctly. This is not advice. This is me muddling through my own life and just trying to exist. Do not do what I do. Just listen to my experiences and learn from it yourself. Consult a doctor for everything. Okay, moving on. As you might have listened to my podcast before, you know I have a long history of taking medication. I have episodes about it, so I won't go into too much. I also have an article I wrote about it. If you'd prefer to just quickly read something, I'll link the article. Hopefully, maybe I won't. We'll see. I'm a wild card sometimes. But let me give you a quick synopsis. My parents started forcing me on medication when I was in second grade to control autistic outbursts that could have been handled just by me having a little bit of love or me being able to flap in my own living room. It didn't need medication. Long story short, though, I've tried meds for years. None of them ever worked because they were being used to solve problems that they weren't supposed to be used for. And I got addicted to them because that's just like what happens when you put medication in your vessel for a really long time. And the meds I've been taking, the longest were the Seroquel and Bupropion. I stopped taking my Bupropion a while ago. It was always a medication that on and off. I wouldn't take it at night with the Seroquel. It was the morning meds, and I always forgot about it. I would always take it on and off, and just eventually I stopped, because I couldn't honestly tell a difference, on the based on when I did take it and when I didn't. Maybe I just didn't take it consistently enough to really tell a difference, but it just I don't know. Here's the goal, right? I don't want to be on medication. I know that I probably need it. I know that my brain doesn't produce the correct chemicals, but I never got a fucking choice. I never got to decide whether or not I wanted to be on medication. I was put on it as a child. It did horrible things to my vessel. I have liver masses. I had to go make sure that all my organs were functioning with blood work every month. As a child, just horrible shit. It's not, I don't like it. I don't know what I'm like without them. And it's just not a good time. Let's cut to, okay, so right, I stopped the Bupropion. I was still taking the Seroquel. About 3 weeks ago, the CVS had fucked up my meds and the insurance wasn't gonna cover them. And I was like, okay, you know what? I'm out of meds. I know this isn't healthy, but this is my chance, man. This is my chance to see what I'm like without meds, right? I was like, it's gonna suck. I'm gonna have to get through some withdrawals, but you know what? I can handle this, man. Let's do this. Again, don't do this. Don't just stop taking your meds cold turkey, okay? Not a good idea, but an interesting experiment that I felt I owed it to myself. I have never been in control of my own medication, and you know what? I was like, hey, let's just be in control, man. Let's just be in control. So, and I didn't have any. I really didn't have a choice. They were I just didn't have a choice. I figured out later that I could have gotten it a little more easily than I thought, but let's just stick to the timeline, man. Let's just stick to it, right? So, me without my meds, for the first time. I started taking Seroquel in 8th grade, by the way. So, me without my Seroquel for the first time since I was 13. I'm 29 right now. Crazy, right? it did not go well. It's kind of cute. I recently started dating someone, and our first date consisted of him staying up all night with me while I withdrew, and then going to emo night the next day, and IHOP, like, with all of our friends. It was a pretty hardcore first date. It was pretty cool, man. I liked it. Pretty cute. but, like, I didn't sleep. I didn't sleep for a week. I got over the withdrawal symptoms after the third day, and mentally I was pretty good, man. My vessel kind of was shit, but I just couldn't sleep because the Seroquel helps me sleep, and I was not able to. I got melatonin. It did not help. And eventually, after about a week of this, I gave up. I had to miss work for a whole weekend, which is a lot of money. I felt so gross, but, like, it was a battle that I was, like, I was kind of happy that I was fighting. I was really proud of myself, but I gave up, and I told I messaged my psychiatrist. I was like, insurance won't do it. Like, no, I drove to the pharmacy, and I begged them. I was like, can you refill my meds? I cannot wait 6 more days, which is when the medication would have been eligible for refill. And they were like, we can't do that. You can call the insurance and beg them, or you can try doing GoodRx. And I managed to get, like, I messaged my doctor. I got a new script, and, like, I managed to get a 30-day prescription for, like, I think it was $12, which is not bad. I was expecting to have to pay a lot more. And my boyfriend said that he wishes that I held him the way I held my Seroquel that day I walked out of the pharmacy with it. And I don't think I ever will. And that is okay. I was so excited to sleep. I was so stoked. We did still make a medication change, so I was originally on 300 milligrams of Seroquel, and again, without doctor recommendation, I am doing this. Again, not advisable, do not recommend, do not do what I do. I have cut my pills in half, so I have been taking 150 milligrams, and it's been interesting. I can sleep. My sleeping is back to normal, at least what it passes as normal for me, which isn't fantastic, but I would say I get about 6 to 7 hours of sleep, not restful sleep. I wake up quite a lot, and I also have horrible nightmares, so, like, just not restful sleep, but, you know, good enough for me. I'm able to function. The only noticeable difference I can tell is, oh, sorry, I am, like, stimming and beating and, like, playing with my collarbone. I should probably stop that. the only noticeable difference I can tell is that my emotions are a little shut off. I feel very apathetic. I've always had trouble feeling happiness. Again, I have episodes about that. I don't know the names of them because why would I be a good podcaster? But, like, happiness has always been something that's a little hard for me to reach. And ever since getting back on the meds and, like, cutting them in half, I'm having a little hard time reaching happiness. It also could be related to other things going on in my brain that I wouldn't mind discussing with you guys, but I, alas, don't quite know all the people who might listen to the podcast, so I don't feel comfortable discussing them. But we're working through it. I'm living life. I'm gonna make it through, you guys. We all are, you know. Life is difficult. A lot of the times it feels like it's just an obstacle course set up for autistics. I'm not gonna lie, I went to, like, just trying to go to the grocery store today felt like, oh, we're gonna throw one of your sensory noises at you. Boom. Inclement weather, something that gives you the most anxiety, definitely related to autism. Wham. Oh, we're gonna lose something that you're gonna fixate on horribly. Kapow. Obstacle course created, just so I could go and get like some fucking toothpaste. But anyways, I think I'm gonna end it here. Thank you guys so much for listening. I have a couple more episodes actually planned and scheduled. Like, I'm trying to get back on it, man. I'm doing my best over here. Check me out on social medias. I have two Instagrams. Fuck You Up Fairy with underscores after each word is my normal Instagram, and Hearth Fairy Fibers is where you can find knitwear that I sell. Or just type in Nara Birch. I come up with both of those after. My Ravelry is Autistic Pinup. That's for all you yarn people out there. I offer trainings and article writings, blog posts, whatever you need. School's coming up soon, so if you want someone to come talk to your teachers about autistic people and what it's like to be autistic, you can reach out to me. I have an email address, theautisticpinup@gmail.com, and I have a buy me a coffee link if you want to like financially support me at all. All right, you guys, thank you so much for listening. I'm so happy that I got on and recorded, and I shall talk to you later. Bye.